This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, hour number three. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, as we often do, here we go. Joining us again from wherever he is on the road, we are talking with writer and instructor and activist Dean Weingard. Good evening, sir.
Very glad to be here, Bill. I'm in Dallas right now and in a very good location for a radio show. It's a relatively quiet room, and I don't expect any interruptions, and I've got power and internet connection. What could be better?
What could be better? So, last time we talked, none of this nonsense had happened. None of these rampage killings had happened. What are your thoughts on all of this stuff that's going on right now?
Well, the first thing to think about this stuff, I believe, is that this is a cluster. There are three of them within just a couple of weeks. We've got the California Gilroy shooting. I think that's and then we've got El Paso, and then we have Dayton. And what this points out is that a lot of these, and perhaps the major driver in these rampage shootings, is media contagion. That it's being driven by the media cycle, where the media pushes these and makes them front page news for days and weeks on end, and uses them to push their political agenda and uses them to make a lot of money. So we have what I'm starting to call a greedology, greed and ideology mix, where the major media, and certainly I would say online media companies too, both make a lot of money off these mass killings, and it fits their ideological agenda to push for disarming the American public. So that's my first take on it. And of course, you have to add into this mix is they're trying to beat up President Trump with them. So that's even a greater incentive for them to push these things. Now, we know that media contagion and the media push for these things have been a driver of these mass killings for a long time. And it's been written about at length. I've written about it. There are scholarly papers about it. It's well known. It would beggar belief to think that the major people in the media don't know that they are significantly responsible for driving the numbers of these mass killings. And it's starting to get a little bit of acknowledgement out there. You know, people are talking a little bit about not naming the perpetrators, not focusing on their biographies and life histories so much, and not reporting the super details of their motives and their way that they conducted their massacres. All of that helps to drive more unsettled people on the edge toward doing their own mass killing. So that's my first take, is it shows the media contagion. And so I'm going to probably be writing about media contagion a bit. I have been doing that.
Sure.
There's another thing that hasn't gone, and I wrote an article about it, got published on Amalon just recently. And that was on the shooting in Dayton, Ohio. And that is, most of the media have got it wrong that it was a rifle. It wasn't a rifle. It was a pistol.
Right.
It looks a lot like a rifle at first glance. But for somebody who knows a bit about the National Firearms Act of 1934 and understands the various categories that different firearms are grouped into under federal law, it's not a rifle, it's a pistol. And it's a legal pistol. And, you know, so it points out the stupidity and ignorance of people who call for banning semi-automatic rifles when this was not a semi-automatic rifle. That's a semi-automatic pistol. Of course, that won't stop them. They'll just say, well, we have to ban those too. We have to ban everything.
Sure.
Because they're really not concerned about facts. They're really not concerned about stopping these shootings. Well, they may be. They may be somewhat concerned, but they're not reacting rationally or logically. They're reacting with feelings. And that doesn't work very well in the real world.
I want to talk to you in the next segment about the individual shooters themselves, but I do agree with you that the media, and you know, I think it has to do. Now, the media, most of these guys that are doing this stuff seem to be sort of young fellas.
Absolutely.
And they seem to be sort of isolated.
Yes.
So when they see something like this, it sort of feeds into their little world that they're in, because a lot of and this is just young people in general now. I mean, one time I was having a discussion with my daughter, and she was telling me that her boyfriend would not text her back, and I said, why don't you call him? And she was like, huh?
What an amazing idea.
Yeah. The things that you and I take for granted, like, I mean, I try to text Dean sometimes, but Dean doesn't live in the text culture, neither do I, really. So finally, I just pick up the phone, take the time and say, Dean, you going to make it tonight? Dean lets me know. And, you know, society is very much cut off from each other nowadays, and I think sometimes when they see this stuff in the media, and it's, you know, on the Internet, gosh, there's so much news available to you on the Internet from primarily one angle, unless they go to Amalan and read your stuff, but primarily from one angle, to where when they look at this, it sort of looks, I would imagine it sort of looks like everybody knows who that guy was. I want to be that guy. This is exactly what I want to be. This would show them.
There is a tremendous amount of that. Yes, and this isolation is a real thing, and it's more prevalent now because of the high technology we have that fosters it and allows it.
Right. But I do want to discuss something, because I noticed something the other day, and I want to get your take on this now. And I mean, I want you to apply that clearly analytical Weingarten brain to this, and just hear me out on this one, because it sort of goes against the prevailing attitude that we should never mention their name, and I'll explain myself when we do get back around on this side. Now, Dean, who's constantly traveling, I've never known him not to be traveling. I've never known him to be in Yuma. Maybe occasionally, but, you know, I would hate to pick up your mail after you've been gone this long. It just has to be just pounds and pounds of it, but you know, he's going around, and he's written nearly 3,000 articles about all topics in the spectrum of gun ownership, the gun rights movement, hunting, self-defense, all that stuff. And all of that is waiting for you at Amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you talk, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
I was not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we were discussing some of the stuff he's written here lately. I want to ask you a question. Now, when we look at some of these rampage killings or attempted rampage killings that we've seen, one of the ones that I'm very concerned we're going to forget about pretty soon is Alexandria.
Oh, yes.
Simply because the media, right? The media, since it shifts from motivation to blame, right? Since they shift from motivation to blame. I mean, Barack Obama had more rampage killings that happened under him than Trump has. And did anybody ever blame Obama for this?
Well, I think people did. It just wasn't allowed to be put on the media.
Sure. Columbine happened under Bill Clinton's watch. Did anybody blame Columbine on Bill Clinton?
Exactly. You are right. They did not. Well, again, people did, and they made the connection, but because the left, the media, it didn't make it to the mainstream media.
The only one that I can think of that could be...
Which is something I think we have to, make that point clear, is that there are a lot of people that see what's going on, but they don't have the New York Times to expound their views.
Sure. I think of the ones that I've seen most recently, the one that I can actually trace to a policy would be Parkland, where the Department of Education took up decriminalized crime. So I could look at that one and say that was Obama's fault. But, for the most part, the problem I have with not doing a thorough examination of these people by name is that it seems like if we don't do that, when we get out there and we say, I'm not going to give him the resultant publicity that he's seeking by mentioning his name, when we do that, we sort of make it easier for them to blame the gun or policy or racism or whatever they want to do.
It's a valid point, and I'm not quite sure the best way to work around it, because we want to know enough about these people to get an idea of what's driving them or what we can do to stop things, or to maybe short circuit the situation where they find themselves compelled to kill a lot of people.
Right.
So we need to know that information, but at the same time, it's clear that fame is a driver for them. So some people have talked about, don't focus on them so much in the media. Maybe you can give their names, but only give it a couple of times or something like that. Or don't go into their long biography. It's not completely easy. Now there's a promotion out. Oh, it's been pushed for several years now, by, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, and I think it's called Die, Don't Inspire Evil.
Right.
And they talk about various ways to violate the First Amendment, but to avoid as much as possible the incentive that these people get by becoming household names. So I understand what you're saying there, and that makes a fair amount of sense. Now, the other thing, I'm not at all convinced that people in the media or on the left, people who have much power anyway,
right,
really find these mass shootings as something they want to stop, because it works for them in a lot of ways.
No, they don't. I agree with you on that. They do not want them to stop at all.
And because they get they get a reason to pass the agenda that they've already been trying to get, the media makes money on it, and they demonize people with them. They attack President Trump repeatedly. You've seen this just recently, even right. though very clearly he had far, far less to do with anything that any of these recent shooters were doing than either the Congress or the media have far more to blame than he would have. So it works for them. It's part of the it fits into the, I think, what's called the Cloward-Piven strategy.
Yeah.
And it's older than Cloward-Piven, where they just say overwhelm the system by giving out lots of free stuff. And they go further, but that's the essential thing. But it's the old leftist back in at least the 50s and 60s would say worse is better. And that is that the more they can make the system break down, the more chaos they can spread in the system, the better it is for them because they have a better chance of overthrowing the existing system and replacing it with something. Now, the fact that it doesn't work the way they think it works and that there's a good chance that they will be among the first victims of any new system never seems to enter their mind. They always somehow assume that, of course, we're the ones going to be in charge.
We'll be in control.
And I actually find that an important thing in when you're discussing things or arguing things online with people who say, well, this is going to be so much better, nothing can get any worse. Well, you tell them, yeah, it could get a lot worse. You know, if half the people in the country are starving and the other half are hunting your butt to cause great damage to it, that's a lot worse than where we are now.
Yeah.
And you can point out horrible things that happened in the past, the Balkans recently, Venezuela, the Cuban Revolution.
Well, I'm going to explain to you why I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea to point some things out about people, but we'll talk about that when we get back. For those of you that enjoy these conversations that I have with Dean, you can read all about this stuff at Ammoland.com, where Dean has a repository of nearly 3,000 articles any day now. I'm sure he's going to be telling me it's over 3,000 articles, but you get the point. There's
a lot of
stuff there for you.
There, yeah.
Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After a very busy day in Dayton, Ohio, President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are on their way back to Washington, D.C. The president was visiting both cities after mass murders took place over the weekend. As far as if the president should have been visiting both cities, former Ohio Republican Governor John Kasich believes,
well, he's the president. He can come if he wants to. And he needs to come and he needs to be a healer. He needs to be strong, but he needs to be humble.
Agents with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement nabbed 680 illegal aliens in a controlled sting operation across 7 food processing plants in Mississippi. The raids were taking place in small towns around Jackson, where Latinos make up a majority of the workforce at those plants. The agents also went after businesses that hire illegal aliens. And the Dow was down 22 points to close at 2607. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten about Rampage Killers. Now, have you ever seen these people that like to, like, romanticize Che Guevara, and they wear his little T-shirt and everything else? And
yeah, it's a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah.
Talk about, well, I mean, like, the pathetic sociological mass killer.
Right. That's my problem with not naming these killers, because, you know, I show whenever everybody starts bringing him up, if I see somebody wearing that, I show him a picture of him executing two young ladies in Cuba. And he's point blank on them. He's aiming a gun at them. They see it coming. I can't see what kind of look he's got on his face, but I mean, they're clearly terrified.
Well, he wrote that he loved to kill people.
Yeah.
You know, he wrote that he got a thrill out of killing, because he just loved executing people.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that he was a sociopath. But I think a lot of these people that reach positions of power in these tyrannical, dictatorial regimes are sociopaths. They don't have any conscience to speak of.
No.
They have no problem with killing large numbers of people. And they, in fact, many of them enjoy it.
Yeah, they do. And I see a lot of...
I'm not sure that fits most of the Rampage Killers.
It doesn't, in that these guys are actually have political sanction to do what they do. But once they're actually in the middle of it all, I the romanticizing that happens with these people, this is what's happening with these young, isolated people, they're romanticizing these things they see. And
yes,
like the Che Guevara thing.
Exactly right.
The Che Guevara thing has been normalized as sort of a pop culture thing. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know why we picked on him. I mean, my pop culture icon is Bruce Lee. And as far as I know, he didn't do anything of that nature. Che Guevara, you know, he was hunted down and killed, wasn't he?
For a long period of time, John Wayne was a pop icon culture. And you know, he was always the good guy, you know, battling evil and enemies of America and protecting women and children.
So to these ends, I look at the way that Che Guevara has been romanticized, and I think a lot of times these rampage killers, they look at what the media does for these other rampage killers that come before them, and how it seems to, in today's world of isolation, that's got to seem appealing to them.
I think a lot of what they're going after is just fame of any kind.
Sure.
Because you've got to see that in the media description of a lot of rampage killers, they don't say these are wonderful people or that they are models of social behavior, but they get enormous fame. They all their lives are talked about and examined in exquisite detail, and they are the subject of conversation for weeks and months, and they're put on databases, and they get their name on Wikipedia. So a lot of it is just fame. Now, one thing that I think is clear that the media is showing to potential rampage killers is that if you kill in the name of, you know, racism, say, which most of them don't, but if you do, you get more coverage.
Yeah.
And if you use guns instead of a truck, you get more coverage. And it appears to me specifically, and I think that the data would show there's a correlation. I don't think you can prove it, but there's a clear correlation that once the media started pushing the idea that semi-automatic rifles were the favorite tool of rampage killers, you started seeing more semi-automatic rifles being used by rampage killers.
Right.
I mean, for a long time, you never had an AR-15 used in rampage killings. Then the media started pushing it that this is the favorite tool of rampage killers, or it's dangerous, or it's a assault weapon, you know, that kind of indeterminate term that only means something legally in particular states, that there is no dictionary definition of assault weapon outside of the legal dictionary. And when they started pushing that more and more, we started seeing it used more. So that's clear to me. It's an obvious inference that it's the media push on this that is causing a lot of our problems in this area. And even so, it's a relatively small statistically number of killings. Compared to the overall crime rate and murders, most of which are done with handguns. And even with that, in the United States, our crime rate is not particularly high. There are countries that have a lot lower crime rate, and there's countries that have a lot higher crime rate.
Right.
And if you look at certain cities in the U.S. where much of the homicide occurs, like Baltimore is now one of the current worst examples, you know, you get a very localized, very small numbers of people that are involved in this extremely violent culture that cause our crime rate to be high. Get outside those areas and we have a culture closer to Switzerland or Japan where there just aren't a lot of homicides.
Well, I mean, I did some math the other day just simply because I couldn't stand the talking coming out of it. And since 1955 in Chicago, they've had almost 40,000 murders.
Yeah.
In Chicago. And I mean, just in Chicago since 1955, the most I think it came under Daley Jr. during his tenure as mayor. He had 14,000 people killed in his city while he was the mayor. And these are all under, you know, the ideal gun grabber paradise set of rules.
Right. And what the other side will say is, well, but the states around Chicago don't have as high of don't have the extremely restrictive laws that Chicago does. And you say, well, then why don't they have the high rate of murder?
Yeah.
They don't have restrictive laws, and you're saying that it's the lack of restrictive laws that results in the high rate of murder. So how come Indiana and Wisconsin don't have high rates of murder? Which they don't. You know, outside a couple of cities that are urban areas where they have a very, very nasty criminal culture, like in some parts of Milwaukee and Indianapolis and Gary, Indiana, which is almost an extension of Chicago. But you know, so it logically, it doesn't pass the test. Somewhere, I wrote about it at the time, there's a video of a
I tell you what, let's talk.
Alderman.
Let's talk about this when we get back, because I know where this is going, and I want you to be able to finish the story. We're headed into the next break. Dean is a very prolific writer. Even when he's overseas, he's writing and uploading to AmmoLand.com. And if you go to AmmoLand.com, there's nearly 3,000 articles there waiting for you. There's something there for you. Go check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Last time on The Firing Line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am talking to Dean Weingarten. We have been discussing the just some rampage-killing factoids and some other stuff. Primarily, do you think if we do it here, are we objective enough to where we can actually get out there and just go with the data?
Yeah, I think so. Well,
are we glorifying it? Are you and I right now, by us talking about this, are we glorifying this?
It's a good question, because I don't think we're intending to glorify it, but at the same time, we are in certain ways magnifying the discussion of it. But how do we combat it if we ignore it? We can't just completely ignore it. By the way, that did seem to work to a certain extent in the Soviet Union. When they had serial murderers, nobody knew about it but the state apparatus.
Right.
Of course, that allowed the serial murderers kind of a free reign there for a long time. But I think we have to discuss it. And it's also, it is a relatively rare event. So it's a tough call. One of the things we try to do is just not give a lot of press to the particular names. And I have my doubts about talking about it, but I don't see how we can avoid it. And frankly, our discussion is, again, just a tiny little segment of the way the New York Times, Washington Post, AP, ABC, NBC, CBS,
right,
CNN, MSNBC, what they put out. So I tend to view us as a little bit of yeast in the mix, trying to get some sanity into the discussion.
Well, but I mean, the next question is, do you think there's actually any way to prevent one of these things?
I don't think we can completely prevent them, but I think we could reduce them. And there was a a paper done, American Psychology Association, I think APA, where they estimated that if we could cut down the amount of time that is spent on these,
right,
cut down on their names and the glorification, that we could maybe cut down, they were hoping a minimum of a third of the rampage killings, which would be, you know, a significant reduction. And they thought, you know, it might even go as high as a half of them. And remember, we just didn't have very many of these before all of the push by the media to get the gun control. Now,
right,
the problem with that as being the main driver is at the same time we had the rise of the internet and the rise of social media. So how do you separate those out? It's very difficult. You can't really, not easily. I mean, trying to design an experiment that separates those out is very, very difficult. But clearly, if you go back into the 60s and 70s when we didn't have the social media, we didn't have the internet, the numbers of these rampage killers is a lot smaller. So I think they can be reduced. But the problem is all the people who have the power to reduce the glorification of these shooters also have enormous incentives to keep on glorifying them,
right,
because they get money and they get political power and they get to push their agenda. Now, I did want to mention, and it's just a little kind of funny about this Chicago thing, because it may not be the one you're thinking about. It was several years ago.
Okay.
And I have to hunt for it. But what it was is there was a Chicago, I think a representative, I think a state representative, it might have been an alderman. And he's giving a town call in Chicago. And some of his constituents say, why are you opposing concealed carry? We need guns for self-defense, essentially. And his answer, and it's on tape and I have it, you know, I just have to find it, is, well, you know, black people can't handle guns. Black people are not responsible, and that's why we got to do it here in Chicago. And I was just flummoxed because this is a black representative telling his black constituents, mostly black, there were some white people, but that they can't handle it because they're black.
What a guy.
Well, you know, it was this unguarded honesty. I don't think, you know, he hadn't learned yet. You really have to lie if you're going to be a politician in Chicago. You
right.
can't tell the truth. What do you think you're doing here? And that's unfortunately what we see. And there's been a discussion online. You might see it as, well, when are these people going to, when they're faced with the facts, when are they going to start telling the truth? And they're talking about the leftist dominant media. Well, they won't. They've never been concerned with the truth. Never is a long time. Let's say for the last 50 years, the dominant media has been far more concerned with consolidating power in leftist institutions than they have been with promoting the truth. And in leftist philosophy, the truth doesn't even exist. There is no such thing as truth. Truth is whatever we want it to be at any one time. And primarily, we want it to help us gain power. It's right out of Orwell's 1984, which is a classic now, and I highly recommend anybody, any educated person, ought to have read George Orwell's 1984 at least once.
Yeah. I would agree. I would definitely agree with that. But
and, it's out there. Not hard to come by. It's not an easy read because it's not a fun book. You know, evil is hard to face.
Well, but it's,
you read 1984 and you look at today and you go, well, he was a little late on his prediction, but it sure does seem to be happening.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about it. I just, you know, art imitates life. I wonder sometimes with that kind of stuff, when you're looking at that and you see this happening, if it actually is art imitating life, or is it just does this kind of thing, is it written about, and then does it happen because of who we are, just the nature of man?
I think it's the nature of man. I am enormously impressed with some of the past thinkers who have predicted a lot of our problems today. And one of the most impressive to me was de Tocqueville, who wrote Democracy in America. He's a French political philosopher. And you look at what he saw coming and what he saw. Well, this is the problem I think is going to be the biggest deal. And I'm paraphrasing him, of course. And basically he said, you're going to have government that's going to be so concerned with people's safety that they're going to create these enormous numbers of little regulations and laws that will just suffocate everybody. That nobody will be able to excel because they can't really do anything because of all the little regulations.
Right.
I mean, talk about prescient.
Yeah.
And that was written about, 1840, I think? 35, 40.
It's an interesting thing to consider, without a doubt. It is a very interesting thing to consider. We're about to run out of time. Will you be around here on Friday?
I will. I'm hoping to be here for a couple of weeks anyway, and I've got everything set up, so it's a great place to do the show from. And I hope to be here. I expect to be with the show on Friday.
Outstanding, sir. I want to thank you for taking the time to join us this evening.
It's always a pleasure. It's a fun show. I enjoy being on your show.
Thank you, sir. We'll be back again in 21 hours. In between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.